Hello, and welcome to my Work From Home Ideas podcast. My name is Adrian Amparo, and today we are going to talk about expandability. Now, what is expandability? It's the ability to take what you're already doing and using it or repurposing it for other mediums, for other income streams. Now, it could also be using what you're already doing and creating a stronger brand or a stronger authority, which can lead to more sales or just more popularity. So let me give you an example. The thing is, before I give you an example, let me tell you what I'm going to give you four different examples right here of how you can expand what you're already doing to help you in your business. The thing is, all of these things do not require a lot of time or a lot of money. In fact, most of these are completely free. So that's why I recommend it. It's free, it's easy to do, and it will help you gain authority. It will help your brand, and it can possibly produce more income. So the first one is video. Now, not all businesses can expand to video, but if you're creating something, if you are teaching something, if you are doing a service for someone, then you can very easily record it. Now, you could just use a tripod and your iPhone if you have one, or some sort of recording device, and put it on YouTube. Make sure that in the tags it has your business name, the type of business you're in, and your name. That way, people that are looking for that particular business and they look it up on Google, Google favors YouTube videos on their searches. So you're more likely to get seen by your videos than by anything else. So very easy to do. Just record yourself. Make sure the audio quality is pretty good, because people, for some reason, just won't listen to bad audio, even if it's on video. So that's one way. Another way is to create a podcast. Again, very easy to do. And if you like, you can do it absolutely free. And all you're doing is recording yourself onto a recording device and then transferring it to digital, or you can go straight to your computer with a microphone. And then you post it on a free hosting site and then upload it to iTunes. Now, again, I've simplified the process, and I'll try to put on my website a detailed step-by-step instruction or guide that will help you through these, the more complicated parts of creating a podcast. But essentially what you're doing is you're creating another way for people to find you. So that's podcasting. Easy, cheap, unless you buy a microphone. So definitely recommend that. Also, create a website. If you're someone that creates stuff out of wood, if you're teaching how to make belts out of, I don't know, plastic bags, have a website. Now, there are some free websites on Blogger and other such places. I personally like having my own website just because I like having the domain www.whateverIwantItToBe.com. And I don't like having .blogger.com. So that's the only place where I would spend the money. And to set something like that up, you can go to my website, and I will take you step by step. Because what happens with that, if it's successful, if you're showing people how to make belts out of plastic bags or Dorito bags or whichever kind of bags, if you post pictures and videos on your website, which in fact is easy to do, what you'll do is you'll get more people, little by little, of course, going to your website. And what you can do is also sell your products through your own personal website, which now your website's giving you a name brand, it's giving you authority, and if you set it up correctly, you can generate income through your website. So definitely recommend the website. You can go free with ProBlogger or Blogger.com, or you can buy your own. I use Bluehost personally. They walk you through the process. And again, I'll try to set up a video so you guys can see what that looks like. Very easy to do. Definitely worthwhile. And the fourth way to expand your business is to create a book. Now, I know what you're thinking. I don't know the first thing about creating a book. That's okay, because Amazon.com has a place called CreateSpace, which walks you through the process of creating a book. Now, Amazon wants to sell your book, so they're going to make it super easy for you to create your book. In fact, they even download templates for you to just input your information, and you can set your price and some parameters, the size of your book, and they will sell the book for you. So in this particular situation, you can, of course, help your brand name, establish your authority, and there's a possibility of selling your book so you can get income. Now, the thing is, it's not just you trying to sell your book. Once it's on Amazon, anyone can try to sell your book for you, and they can get a commission because Amazon has a commission for people that sell their books. So that is another way to make money. So those are the four ways that are either cheap or completely free ways to expand your business besides what you're already doing. So if you already have a job, that's great. See if you can expand it. If not, you can go to my website and you can look for a job at www.myworkfromhomeideas.org, where you can see all the different ideas organized by your priorities, like jobs that require no training, or jobs you can do online, or jobs that have little to no startup cost. These jobs are all .organized for you. So you can go right now to www.myworkfromhomeideas.org and see which idea is right for you.